Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education. Chapter 21, Environmental Issues and the Real Estate Transaction. People have become aware of the harmful effects of natural and artificial substances in the environment and how these hazardous substances affect their health, air, food, and water. Licensees do not need to have the technical expertise to discover hazardous substances, but they do need to have a working knowledge of them. The current trend in the law is the requirement to disclose material facts to potential buyers regarding environmental hazards. This information should come from the current owner or other experts as needed to determine if environmental hazards exist. Let's review some of the environmental hazards an agent should be aware of, as well as current laws regulating these hazards. Asbestos was commonly used in the manufacture of flame-resistant building materials and for heat insulation. It's found in approximately 1 out of every 5 public buildings, as well as in residential properties built before it was banned in 1978. Unless asbestos is removed or sealed off through a process called encapsulation, the tiny fibers can be harmful once they become airborne. Lead from certain oil-based paints and outdated plumbing is another hazardous substance commonly found in older structures. When lead is absorbed by the body, it can cause many health problems, especially in children. The Federal Lead-Based Paint Hazard Reduction Act requires sellers or their agents to distribute a warning pamphlet and disclose any known information about this hazard to potential purchasers. A lead warning statement must be included in an agreement of sale for homes built before 1978, and the prospective purchaser must be given 10 days to obtain an assessment or inspection before being obligated to purchase. Radon is an invisible, odorless, and tasteless radioactive gas produced by the natural decay of other substances. When high levels of radon are concentrated in homes and buildings, it too can cause health problems. Kits can be purchased to detect the presence of radon, and this problem can usually be dealt with through proper ventilation. Urea formaldehyde was used in building materials, especially insulation, in the 1970s. The gases that leak from this material as it ages can cause respiratory problems and eye and skin irritation in some people. Environmental hazards can also take the form of a colorless, odorless gas called carbon monoxide. Protection from this naturally occurring byproduct of combustion can be gained by annual servicing of a building's heating system and thorough proper ventilation and the installation of a carbon monoxide detector. Other environmental hazards include groundwater contamination from leaking underground storage tanks, possible radiation from electromagnetic fields surrounding high-tension power lines, and improperly maintained waste disposal sites. The Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act was created in 1980. It established a $9 billion fund called the Superfund to clean up uncontrolled hazardous waste sites and to respond to hazardous spills. If contamination is discovered on property, the responsible parties are usually liable for cleanup costs. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, has the authority to begin remedial action to clean up a site once it's been determined that dangerous material has been released. 1986's Superfund Amendments and Reauthorization Act contains stronger cleanup standards and 5 times the funding of the original Superfund. It clarifies the lender's financial liability for cleanup and created a concept called innocent landowner immunity. If a landowner in the chain of ownership has been found innocent of all wrongdoing, that owner will not be held liable for cleanup. Environmental law is a relatively new phenomenon. It's an area where real estate professionals must be aware of both actual and potential liability. It's important that licensees make reasonable attempts to discover possible hazards early in the real estate transaction. It's even more important that existing hazards be disclosed to potential customers and clients.